The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on May 3, 1986 in Atlanta, Georgia. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 19, Texts 24 and 25.
By Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, men in this age of Kali are short-lived, devoid of spiritual knowledge, and susceptible to accept false religious systems due to their unfortunate condition. Thus, they always remain mentally disturbed. The Vedic Shastras practically prohibit the adoption of sannyas in the age of Kali, because less intelligent men only accept the sannyas order for cheating purposes. Actually, the only religion is the religion of surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We must serve the Lord in Krishna consciousness. All of the systems of sannyas and religion are actually not bona fide. In this age, they are simply passing for religious systems. This is most regrettable. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of text 24 and 25, chapter 19, canto 4. So, we can see here that Lord Indra had introduced these irregular sannyas ashrams in order to steal and cheat. So, we find that there are sometimes some sannyasis who wear the bright red and very bright orange garments, or who go naked to, but at the same time they're taking intoxication, other things. These different kinds of orders seem to have been accepted by Indra, trying to use them in order to not be punished by Prithu and in order to steal Prithu's horse. Indra was concerned that he is known as the person who has done 100 horse sacrifices. So Prithu had done 99, he was on his 100th, and if he did it too, then Indra would no longer be the champ. He wouldn't be the greatest. So in this regard, with all respect to our king of the demigods, that we find that sometimes the demigods, they're good devotees of the Lord, but they have got material desires. They're not God. Some living entity can also become a demigod. So they sometimes get also bewildered by their desires, and they, being more powerful, they can create such things. They can introduce complete bogus religious systems. And some of these systems are still there in the world today, and people are bewildered by these various bogus systems. So one has to become expert to recognize which is a valid religious system and what is a system which is based upon some form of cheating principle. Also, what is the difference between religion which is meant for material organization of society, which is more external religious principle, and what are the internal and more eternal aspects of religion? This discrimination needs to be developed. There are external regulations in every form of religion. When Lord Chaitanya was asked Ramananda Rai to say what was the where did real religion begin, then he named off a number of religions. He named off even the Varnashram system, and Lord Chaitanya said that's external. Even Varnashram, without devotional service, is external, is dry. It's not going to give people liberation in the same lifetime. You have to go through the entire circuit, then you become a Brahman. It's very, it's organizing society. It is conducive for the whole thing, but it's in itself it's external. Actual direct devotional service is internal. So therefore, Daiva Varnashram means using the external Varnashram system, but having everyone engaged in devotional service. Therefore, it becomes Daiva. Otherwise, Varnashram in itself is not transcendental. It's a system a material system. It's a very scientific system. It's a system meant for educating and for giving people a systematic program of spiritual advancement in society. It's been described as the beginning of real civilization because it's based upon higher spiritual principles. But the real perfection of Varnashram comes when the people become God-conscious. Hari Toshanam. When Krishna or Vishnu is, Hari is satisfied, then the Varnashram is successful. So, or to speak of other external forms, Varnashram, although it was also considered by Lord Chaitanya to be external, what to speak of other forms, Varnashram at least is a system which is containing many spiritual directions. What to speak of some moral instructions which are given in the scriptures or some other rituals simply for material purposes. So the differentiation is made in these higher scriptures. Therefore, someone who wants to know what to do in this lifetime so that we could achieve success in this lifetime, then they have to make that discrimination. Otherwise, if one is not concerned with going back to Godhead in the near future, but just to avoid the grossest kind of sufferings and gradually try to progress, maybe take a few 100,000 births or something, no one can say how long it will take, but at least one doesn't go down, then, of course, the following normal religious principles will help one from degressing, will gradually take one up. But that process is so gradual, and that there are so many potentials to fall down in the future from that path, that in this age of Kali, it's not good to put too much reliance on these type of materialistic religious formulas. Though they may be valid in other contexts, it's just like if a person is in the middle of radiation, as we saw there, if it's a complete, in Russia, the reactor is blowing up in that. So if a fireman goes to put out the fire with his hose wearing his normal fire suit, you see, maybe he won't get wet, or the fire won't, but the radiation will go right through his fire suit. So it's like that. Here in the Kali Yuga, people are going out with their little shield of the little suit of normal material religious formulas into the complete radiation of the Kali Yuga, and they end up getting burnt. They end up losing their... gradually they're losing their spiritual position, whatever they had. In religious institutions, they have to have rock and roll bands in the basement to keep people coming, or bingo, or this or that. They're not able to keep the people's attention with the spiritual messages. And as a result, people becoming, actually, now the priest himself, it's been condoned that they can enter into politics if it's going to help people. I have never met one politician in the democratic system who did not think that, did not at least say that his only purpose for wanting power was to help people. I've never met a politician yet who said the only reason I want power is for my own sense gratification. Who will vote for him? He said, give me power so I can serve you. That's their thing. You give me power so I can serve the people. So anyway, this is the state of affairs in the world, that even the priests are engaging in political movements, or to speak of the common people. So the situation, why it's not difficult to understand that the environment of Kali Yuga is so, the radiation of the environment, the vibration is so intense, that even if somebody wants to make spiritual advancement, unless they take shelter of complete, pure spiritual devotional service, these other protections are not enough. They get misled. Just like you need 7 feet of lead or something to protect you from a certain amount of nuclear radiation, like that you need the pure spiritual shelter of devotional service to protect against the radiation, the contamination of Kali Yuga. Then one can be saved. Other simply material religious formulas may be all right under other contexts, but in this present time, they'll not be able to hold the tide. It's like trying to hold back a tidal wave by a few sandbags or something like that. Maybe if it was a gradual flood, they could hold it back, but when a big tidal wave comes, it just wipes out the sandbags. So here we find, just to further complicate the situation, apart from those sincere adherents to various religions who may not be completely spiritual in their approach, they're on top of everything else. There's also false religionists. This is mentioned in other scriptures as well. Here it's given also here in the Bhagavatam. And who started it but Lord Indra? Well, this is the problem, that very powerful people like this, they can sometimes start these things. Therefore, it's confused the issue. We find that generally the materialistic people, they're more attracted to these type of false sannyasis. Naturally, because they can identify easier. Generally, materialistic people will be more attracted to false religion than real religion, because false religion can easily be adapted to incorporate all forms of material compromises. So everybody's looking for the easy way out, how to have their cake and eat it too. They want to have the material enjoyment, but they don't, at the same time, they want to have spiritual happiness, but the two don't mix. You can have material activities, a certain amount of material sense gratification is there, but a person has to actually have his conscience lifted above that so that they're in such a state of spiritual bliss that even when, because we're eating, we're living in the material world, grihasthas are having children, so material sense gratification is there, unless we have a higher taste, so that even when sometimes we are put into a situation where our senses are being gratified, that we're able to understand and compare that this gratification is insignificant to the real spiritual happiness of Krishna consciousness. Unless a person has that kind of realization, then the senses are very difficult to control. The senses will completely drag us away. Even in the beginning stages with those realizations, and still the senses themselves become, we forget, due to being in a Kali Yuga, the senses are very powerful. Even then we have to have a routine of regulating the senses. Otherwise, we can become bewildered and start to forget the spiritual happiness which we had experienced in Krishna consciousness. So basically what we have to do is not put ourselves simply in remembering the happiness. We have to remain submerged in the happiness of Krishna consciousness. Then we can be protected. But we have to also become aware of these various forms of deviant spiritual movements and take necessary precautions against being implicated by them and take steps to protect innocent people from being misled by them. This is a basic instruction given here. We don't say, so Prabhupada, he said here, it's very clear that all other systems of sannyas and religion are actually not bona fide. In this age, they are simply passing for the aspect of religion which is really valid, which is really justified, which is acceptable, is devotional service. So you find in some religions, there's some devotional service. Whatever amount, percent of devotional service in it, that's how many octane it has. That's how many spiritual value it has. Just like in your gasoline, you get so many, what, 80 octane, 98, 103. That's how much combustibility it has. So in some religions, you may find that you have enough octane, you can just light a ghee wick. It won't ignite the engine hardly. But whatever amount it has, we give it credit. It has that many spiritual credits, that much devotional service is there, you see. But we're trying to give the refined, high-octane, complete, refined fuel that can propel us back to Godhead like a rocket. So that requires very high percentage. Practically, we're shooting for 100% pure devotional service. If there's a little bit of mix, then it may not be able to get us all the way back to home, back to Godhead. So we are trying for the 100% mark of pure devotional service, simply serving Krishna for His pleasure without any condition. Apart from that, there are other mixes are there. In India, in every gas station, they have a sign that says you can get filter paper from the clerk. Why do they let you take filter paper? Does anyone know? Neither do the people that buy the gasoline, in most cases. So the real purpose of providing them filter paper is lost. The reason why the government passed the regulation that they have to put a sign up, filter paper available inside, is because it's very common practice in India where kerosene is 2 rupees per liter and petrol or gasoline is 760 per liter to mix kerosene inside your gasoline, which can cause harm to the engine. Little white smoke comes out, but you can cause good profit to the gasoline dealer. So they have the filter paper so that you can put a drop of your gasoline on the filter paper and look at it. Gasoline immediately evaporates and dries clean within a few seconds. It's very volatile, very quickly evaporates. But kerosene is very oily, and it takes several minutes to evaporate. So then if you see that you get like a patch and then it evaporates, but then you're looking, a minute later, you still see some greasy, oily slick there, you know that you've been ripped off, and the guy's dumped in, a certain percentage of kerosene in your gas. But unfortunately, they don't give all those details. They just say filter paper available. Nobody knows. So it's like that. There are guidelines how to tell whether religion is bona fide or whether it's been adulterated or whether it's mixed. And depending on how much it's mixed, that's how much a person is going to get from it. Sometimes someone may actually get a certain amount of, even with that kerosene, with oil, petrol, you can go somewhere. But you don't really go very fast and you leave trails of white smoke behind you. And your engine will get destroyed, but for a while you can go. So like that, sometimes through the various religious principles, people go somewhere. They make some advance, then after a while they realize that I'm just not getting fast enough to where I really want to go. I'm not feeling satisfied. So that time, Krishna leads them to a bona fide spiritual master, and they can take shelter and go all the way back to home, back to Godhead, by taking shelter of pure devotional service. So these very, in the scriptures, it's guidelines are given. We have to know. Sometimes a person may actually even have a previous guru or may have some previous history of spiritual practices. But then at one point they realize that they reach a certain platform and you just can't get more efficiency from your engine than a certain degree when you got a high percentage of kerosene mixed in your gasoline. No matter what you try, no matter how you tune it, it just doesn't work exactly the same as having real high quality fuel. So in the similar, it's a gross example. I'm sorry for belaboring the example to such an extent. But since we're talking about adulteration, I think it's an interesting example. Give some idea. So in a similar way, when we want to go back to Godhead in this lifetime, we want to make a really quick advancement, very fully satisfying advancement, then we have to take shelter of pure devotional service. So that time, even in a person who has maybe taken shelter of some kind of not complete spiritual process, Krishna helps them to find a bona fide spiritual master. When they find the bona fide spiritual master, they come in contact with the devotees who are representing the spiritual master. Then they, even just by following the instructions of the spiritual master, the process that he's trained others, even before they take initiation, they're already able to get spiritual shelter and get some taste of spiritual bliss. What to speak of when they take full shelter and completely dedicate themselves to serving Lord Sri Krishna. So we should avoid following the example of King Indra. This example is given, sometimes different example given to follow and not to follow. So here, when this example is given, because it very clearly says upadharmeshu, that this is a upadharma, this is a kind of false religious system. Therefore, it's being told to us not to. Brantya. In other words, it's for bewildering the people. Therefore, it's being told to us that Indra has introduced these things. Watch out. Since that time, which is a long time ago, since that time, the world has had this spiritual disease introduced, and we have to watch out for it. Just like we know that in America today, there are AIDS, there's different other diseases, cancer and so on. So they also, with that, they tell us how to avoid getting it, how to avoid contacting it. When we hear that Kali Yuga is there, that doesn't mean that we should become hopeless or we should then, oh, it's Kali Yuga, forget it, it's hopeless, we can't, it's nothing we can do. That's not why it tells us. Just like when there's some epidemic going on, the government informs the people so they can take necessary steps. Not everybody dies. Not everybody gets infected, but you have to take the steps. The leaders of the government, leaders of the people, spiritual leaders, leaders of families, they should all be educated and take necessary precaution to protect themselves from this influence of Kali Yuga. Just like people take precautions. Now in this fallout scare came immediately. Everybody in Europe started buying iodine pills because that helps to protect against radioactive contamination. some people say. I'm not saying it does or doesn't, but people think it does. I don't know the scientific evidences behind it. But because people know that, well, there's dangers there, so they take some precaution. So just like that, here we're explained, this is the dangers of Kali Yuga. That doesn't mean now we should just surrender to it or just live with it. We should take precaution so we don't become contaminated, so we don't become destroyed spiritually by this Kali Yuga situation. Because along with this description of Kali Yuga, the principal instruction given is how to protect ourselves. Just as Sukadeva Goswami said, what is the use of saying all the problems of Kali Yuga? It's unlimited. Kalo dosha nidhi rajan. But the real point is that there's one good way you can protect yourself from Kali Yuga. Asti haka mahanguna. Kirtanareva Krishna siya. You just chant the holy name of Krishna. Mukta sangha. You'll be liberated from all of these contaminations of the three modas and this Kali Yuga. Parang bhajar, and you'll go back to home, back to God. Nithai gaura premanandi hari hari va. Harinava Sankirtan Krishna Sankirtana Mahanyagyam Ki. Yeah.